Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on news and views affecting the bottom line. One of the largest business marketing conferences in our region is happening up the road and across the river in Cincinnati this week. We're talking about Brandemonium at the Westin Hotel in downtown Cincinnati, and I have one of the co-founders on the phone with me this morning. His name is Bill Donabedian. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this. This is the second year, correct, for Brandemonium?
Yes, second year for the conference.
All right, tell us a little bit about the concept of Brandemonium, and then we'll get into some specifics for this year.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that Cincinnati is a branding hub. If you open your pantry, probably two-thirds of the brands in there were either, you know, birthed or burnished in Cincinnati. So Kevin Canifax, the other co-founder, and I, we were looking to create a signature event for the city, and really thought that we need to focus on branding, and that's why we created Brandemonium. And the idea was to bring some of the best and brightest from the branding and marketing world to come talk about branding and marketing and how it really impacts all aspects of business.
All right, so how did the first one go, and what did you learn that you have channeled into putting together this one for this week?
Well, the first one went very well. I think people were surprised at the level of professionalism and you know, the quality of speakers that we had. And that goes back to Cincinnati being a branding hub. It was easy for us to reach out and find people from some major companies to come to Cincinnati because either they've worked here or, you know, have done business here. And we were very happy to have Seth Godin as our main keynote last year. Everyone said, hey, more of the content, but give us some more amenities. So this year it was about creating more amenities, more creature comforts for our attendees. But the level and the quality of speakers is still there. And we're excited to have, for instance, Scott Galloway from L2 as a keynote, Maddie DeCastro from Facebook as a keynote. And we have, you know, tons of companies from like Chick-fil-A to Salesforce to Arby's represented. And we have everyone from CMOs to fantastic designers, basically giving their insights into branding and marketing.
All right. Branding is, I don't want to say a loaded word, but there's a lot to it. So kind of take us through that whole idea of branding as it applies in the 21st century.
Well, branding is really, what is that core value, or what is the essence of what your company, you know, stands for? And it's all about, you look at some of the best brands in the world, and if I talk about a company like Disney, you can almost feel that it's about, you know, everything they do is about fun, and they target families and they provide great entertainment. That's the mantra that Disney lives by, and it flows through everything they do as a company. So when we talk about branding, it's not a logo, it's not a jingle, it's not the marketing mix you're using. It's about who are you as a company, and how is it that you show yourself to everyone in everything that you do.
And to that extent, now we have you have a multiple day Brandemonium conference this week. What does the average, let's say, Lexington business owner get out of making that trip all the way up to Cincinnati and attending this show?
Well, I really think, I don't care what line of work you're in. You know, if you are outward facing in any way, which everyone is, even if you're a B2B company, I think when you truly understand, when you look at your company as a brand and then how that flows through everything you do as an organization, it's going to help you truly understand what you're trying to do with your company and get very focused. And I think look at your company in a whole new way. I mean, we even talk to the fact that HR departments are now being very, very aware of the brand, because how they hire people, how they onboard them, even how they fire people says a lot about who they are as a company, and it needs to be consistent with their core values and who they are. So I don't care what your business is. If you want to present yourself better, if you want to be, I think, a more focused and a more consistent business, this really is for you. It's not just for the person in the marketing department or your graphic designer. It's really for anyone in the organization that's going to have an impact on what your company, you know, stands for.
And we'll put up a link to the and a schedule and itinerary and everything on our website. And full disclosure, Brandemonium is a programming underwriter at WKY. Tell us a little bit about it's October 2nd through the 5th. So there's a lot of days in there, more than just this keynote speakers and things. Is there an opportunity to network and tell us about that?
Yeah, when we talk about 2nd through the 5th, that on the 2nd, on that Tuesday, we have a kickoff event. So anyone attending the conference, we have a great networking event with, you know, complimentary food and beverages and music. The conference is really the 3rd and the 4th all through the day, basically that 8 to 5. But we have some great happy and happier hour parties that run all day. And then we have a farewell breakfast on Friday. So if you're worried, well, I don't know if I can get away from work for 4 days, that's fine. The core conference is on Wednesday and Thursday, on the 3rd and the 4th. But if you come into town early and you want to stay all the way through that farewell breakfast on Friday, we'd love to have you.
All right. And the final question, what is the big takeaway that you hope that the large and small companies, entrepreneurs, anyone who attends this gets out of this conference?
I think to be competitive in today's world, you really need the advantage of having a great brand. People have too many decisions to make and they have very few time to make it. So when you present yourself properly as a brand, you help somebody identify who you are and do I want to do business with this company? And it really is a great way to differentiate and compete in today's marketplace and get a hold of that, you know, that ever elusive consumer who seems to be too busy, but needs help, you know, in their life. So I think that's the big takeaway.
All right. Our guest on the business side has been Bill Donabedian with the Brandemonium, which is going to take place at the Westin Hotel in Cincinnati, across the river, up the road. And we have information on how you can participate at our website at wuky.org. Good luck to you, Bill.
Hey, thanks. And thanks for having me.